Someone once said to never accept criticism from someone you wouldn't go to for advice. So have you ever received unsought criticism or advice? Well, so did Jesus. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 7 verses 4 and 5 say, "If you do these things, show yourself to the world, for not even his brothers believed in him." How are you going to be known, Jesus, if you don't get your name out there onto the biggest stage? If you really are a miracle worker, do something big and dramatic. That is, if you really are who you say you are. Jesus' brothers say all of these things because of one thing: unbelief. It's not that they didn't believe Jesus could do amazing things, but they did not ascertain the significance of who Jesus was and his mission. They didn't entrust themselves to him entirely because they didn't know his real identity. Because of all this, their way of thinking was worldly. They couldn't think otherwise. Their plans were worldly. Their models of thinking were worldly. Their agenda was worldly. They were giving suggestions to Jesus as to what they would have done had they been Jesus. And we learn here in picture what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. "The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he's not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned." Well, we should love this text because it demonstrates for us that God's ways are higher and better than man's ways at accomplishing God's purpose, which is to provide redemption. And we live this truth out not by second guessing or running ahead of God's plans, but in simple trust, as today we trust his ways and wisdom in accomplishing the spread of the news of his redemption to all the world. It can seem like sometimes that his mission is stalled, but it isn't. And we as churches must remain faithful to follow his plan of making disciples of all the nations. When you pray today, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the House of LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.